My name is Jakub Ochiński, and I'm an astronomer working at Open University searching for planets outside of solar system.
How do you do this?
I use a telescope we have on Majorca. It's called Pirate, and it's a remotely controlled telescope, so I don't have to actually go to Majorca and can observe from my laptop or from my mobile phone, sitting in a pub and chilling with friends or working from home. And what I use to search for planets is a method called a transit method. So we look at brightness of different stars, measure this brightness for a long time, and search for small dips here and there. And if we see a dip in brightness of a star, say every 6 days, repeating over and over and over again, that means that there is something blocking the light every couple of days. And that might mean that there is a planet there.
I thought you were just pleased to see me, but what you're saying is you have a telescope in your pocket.
Yep, I actually do have. I can pull out at the moment. There's a mobile phone in my pocket with a system that can control the telescope 100% from starting a procedure, opening the dome, and looking at whatever I want to look at, close the dome, and finish off for the night.
Can you save images and have them emailed to you?
Yes, I can. Yeah, no problem with that whatsoever.
So this is proper remote working here, down the pub, studying not the bottom of your glass, but the other side of the cosmos.
It is, absolutely. This is the 21st century. I don't know if you had that, but when in the year 2000, I was a little bit disappointed. I was expecting the new millennium to start and people start flying on jetpacks and doing awesome stuff. And it kind of didn't happen, I think, until now. I kind of have to say, I was sort of hoping that in 2001 or so, people would be able to just pull out their mobile phones and have a look at, I don't know, any constellation they want, hide it and go back to whatever they're doing. And this is happening.
So what are there any apps you would actually recommend for people who want to take their kind of amateur astronomy to a technological level? They may have a small telescope already, but they want to get involved with mobile apps.
Absolutely. So there is a couple of things they might need. What I use for everything astronomical to find, locate stuff, stars in the sky, is Stellarium. So this is a free application. You can download it on iPhone or Android, and it will present you with a planetarium view of the sky. So this is how I locate targets. And then if you want to control a telescope, you will need something called RealVNC that allows you to control a computer remotely. And on top of that, for those really interested in doing proper astronomy, there is a software called ACP you install on a telescope that drives on a computer that drives a telescope, and this will control the telescope, and you can then use it from any browser-enabled device. So any computer, be it yours or somebody else's, you can access your telescope from anywhere.
I've heard about you astronomers always having parties on those isolated domes on the top of mountains. What kind of people are astronomers? Are they really geeky, or are they normal human beings?
I would say geeky. Absolutely, we are geeky, and I'd say we're just fascinated by interesting stuff, by capabilities. I mean, there was this, have you seen, what was it, Big Bang Theory, sorry, what's the name?
I know what you're talking about. Are you talking about Brian Cox's program?
No. There was no. this American sitcom.
Okay, isn't it called Big Bang Theory?
I think it was Big Bang Theory, yeah. So in Big Bang Theory, there is one scene that I think exemplifies what astronomers are about the most, where there's two guys sitting on a computer, and then they switch something on, they press enter, and light right next to them turns off. And they're like, whoa, awesome! And the girl sits there and looks like, whoa, you guys just switched it off. How was that awesome? Because it just switched it off. Like, no, but look at that. I sent a signal to a server on the other side of the world in Japan. And this got passed through a satellite, the mobile phone, then that was connected to something else and switched off the light. I mean, how cool is that?
And I was excited when I installed one of those remote control plug sockets to turn off a light I could reach.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. I mean, it's really a bit of a shame to admit, but I stream now videos from my computer to my phone so I can watch it sitting on a chair about 2 meters away from my computer, because I just can't be bothered. I want to see that bit of that movie without moving a finger. That's the way it is.
Definitely sounds geeky. Have you discovered anything that no one else has?
Well, there is this planet that, at the moment it's called a candidate, so I think it's there. It's called HUTP-13D. I think it is there, and there are two other publications that support that claim, one against it. So there's still a bit of a discussion whether the planet is there or not. I think there is.
And if it is, that's your planet?
Well, sort of. Just to be a little bit more humble, there is a whole collaboration of astronomers working on finding planets. So there is this work of hundreds of people. But yeah, sort of.
But you might have the coolest name.
You can't. They get this telephone number names.
Oh, really?
HD80606B. This is HAT-P13.
But meteors don't, do they?
Meteors.
Sorry, I mean...
Meteors get names of places where they fall.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. I'm talking about asteroids.
Yeah. Well, if you're a prominent scientist, which I'm not, okay. then you can get your own asteroid up there in the sky. It's going to get your name.
Let's hope it's not a bringer of doom of some sort. Well, fascinating. Thank you. I'm going to look into this app. And if I do see a guy fiddling with his phone down the pub, he might not just be playing 3D Tetris. He could well be controlling a telescope on the other side of the continent.
Bring you a new world. You never know. Cheers. Thanks, lad.
Thank you.